Unit 10, Lesson 2, Vocabulary. Look at the pictures, read the adjectives. Can you think of three more character adjectives that describe people? Write them on the lines below. Friendly, happy, talkative, shy, naughty. Exercise B. Choose at least these three adjectives to describe a friend. Say, my friend is space, space, and space. Listening. Listen to a teacher talking about her students. Tick the adjective used to describe each student. Name and adjective. Maryam, Amira, Fatima, Salma. Shy, happy, talkative, naughty.
Reading. Exercise A. Do you remember a special moment in your childhood? B. Read the title and first two sentences. What do you think this reading is about? A sad memory. A story in the past. A memorable day. One of my happiest memories is of my elementary school days in USA. I was 9 years old when my family moved to America. I liked life in the United States of America and got used to it easily. However, I was always proud of being a Saudi national. One day, the school took us on a field trip to the John Kennedy Center in Washington. The center was full of interesting things to see. I listened carefully to what the tour guide and our teacher had to say about the exhibits. I wanted to get home and tell my family about the exhibits. To leave the center, we had to pass the Hall of Flags. The guide told us that the flag of every country in the world hangs in this hall. Hurriedly, my eyes searched for the Saudi flag. I simply stood under it and saluted it. My teacher and classmates were touched by my patriotism. They spent the rest of the day telling everyone how wonderful it was for a child to love his country so much. It was a memorable day indeed. Exercise C. What does each underlined word mean? Read each word in the context. Then circle the right answer. Number 1. Line 4. The word proud means to be unhappy and sad, or to behave very badly, or to be pleased by something. Number 2. Line 7. Exhibits means things for everyone to see, or places teachers can go to, or flags you can buy. D. Read each question, then circle the right answer. Number 1. Where did the writer live before he came to the United States, United Arab Emirates, or Saudi Arabia, or United Kingdom. Number 2. What is the main idea of this reading? Unhappy childhood memory, or going to school in another country, or a child's love for his country? Exercise E. Read the question and give a complete answer. Why do you think the teacher and the writer's classmates were touched by his action? Conversation. Exercise A. Listen and practice between Hatim and Rashid. Dad, grandfather sent this old photo album for you yesterday. Let's look at the pictures. Where is this? Where are you here? That's me with your uncles in front of our camp in Riyadh. We used to spend a week in the desert every spring break. Did you enjoy yourselves? It was great. How did you spend your time? We used to get up early in the morning to jog. Then we had a big breakfast. Our mom made the most delicious hanini for us. Sounds like fun. Exercise B. Do you collect little things that remind you of special moments and why? Grammar. Direct object. Mom cooked bread. We all ate it. Grandfather sent this album. Bread, it, this album are all objects. The object comes after the verb. Exercise A. Read the sentences, then underline the verbs and circle the direct object. Number 1. Nasser collected stamps. Number 2. He bought a new album. Number 3. He put the stamps in it. Number 4. He took the album to school. Number 5. He showed it to his friends. Direct and indirect objects. Some verbs can take two objects. A direct object, D-O, and an indirect object, I-O. Hatim gave the album to his father. Gave is the verb. The album is direct object. His father is an indirect object. Our mom made bread for us. Made is the verb. Bread is direct object. Us is an indirect object. There are verbs that take indirect objects or two objects. Give, buy, lend, show, order, pass, send, write, make, tell. Exercise B. Read the sentences, then circle the direct object and put a line under the indirect object. Number 1. Nadia painted a picture for her aunt. Number 2. She showed it to her dad. Number 3. Her father was happy. He sent it to his sister. Number 4. Her aunt wrote a thank you note to them. Number 5. She also gave some money to Nadia. Number 6. Nadia bought an interesting book for herself. Exercise C. Choose 3 verbs from the box above. Use them to tell your partner about something you remember. Writing. Exercise A. Complete the chart with words from the list. Add one more word to each category. Then compare with a partner. Summer camp, paint, swim, tent, zoo, bicycle, sleeping bag, desert, collect stamps, fun fair, circus. We have 3 columns. Places, hobbies, things. Exercise B. In pairs, use the words in the chart to talk about a childhood memory. Try to remember something special like I went to space on holiday. Not something routine like I went shopping. It should be a time when you were scared, impressed, happy, or sad. Exercise C. Complete the chart below. Tell the story to your partner in 3 minutes. Be sure to say who or what or when and where. Event. People. Place. Things. Exercise D. Turn to your workbook page 9. Then write a paragraph about your special memory.